rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you feel like freaking crap. And that's because you keep skipping the things you love. And I get it. You keep thinking of excuses and it's a never-ending cycle. I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to another episode of Center of the Sun Podcast. Thank you for listening. You know that being alive is not something that you should take for granted. And on the other hand, you know that being spiritual is also very hard to do. The feelings you have, they get jumbled up during your busy days. And perception is second nature, though. Kind of like a dog's nose sniffing around. It's easy to ignore a lot of stuff, but the moment something good strolls along, all you have to do is stop. I know it can be very lonely in these COVID streets. You're young. You like video games and anime and talking to people genuinely. And you consider yourself a bubbly person who likes to sing and dance. Though you may not sing or dance very well. You usually make people happy whenever you are around them. But when you retreat to the back of your mind, you end up being the sad one deep down. Today I'm going to be teaching you a new method sponsored by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. A new method that can help keep your spirits high so that you can get back to the things you love. Most of the time, you're not experiencing anything particularly special like taking the metro or going to work. But that doesn't account for the sudden and unexplained loss of purpose and the immense amount of emptiness that you cannot explain. You also have been really missing out on human connections for the past year, and the feeling of loneliness has gotten even worse during the pandemic. Chat rooms, they're only filled with more empty words. Relationships are difficult during these times, but a little something could change your mind. Or try to imagine you're at the other end of that spectrum being a kissless person. By choice, you have refrained from sucking face. You have even ventured out to find other like-minded folks. And up to this point, you have found it extremely relevant to save your precious lips for marriage. You may also believe that in some alternate reality, someone is holding out for you too. And it's like having an internal creed or like an internal insecurity or lack of options. But because it's their informed choice to do so, their promise to future devotion, you still believe in such a person. Well, I think you probably just need to try to being gay or just doing the opposite of your current sexual desire or aspirations, because it's not working. Or, you know, it might be working, but there's also asexual. That's a possibility too. But generally, when, you know, even if you wanted to, you know, buck all of human intuition, you know, the intuition to join the most sensitive parts of our bodies together, join them in matrimony without the contract, most of those people are just practicing a religion. So you find that, like, people that refrain from something are doing it for some other reason. But what if you're just merely a spiritual and socially distant being? Like, you just, like, don't want to be by nobody. And I'm really critical of people's sexualities because, like, that's my journey. But you may be someone who is genuinely worried about how you're feeling right now and how you are interacting with people. And do you honestly think it's healthy to only sit at your computer and watch YouTube all day? It's definitely healthy to listen to me all day, but it's time to begin connecting with the world again. You want to become better friends with the people close to you, and you try to make new friends or hang on to the old ones, but you found that it's harder to connect with someone too different. And for instance, it's like, you know, for like me, I'm very talkative. It's very, you know, I feel great about talking. Talking is like a thing that I like doing, and it's something that I really like invest time and energy into, like, making myself sound the best when I do talk. And it's really necessary, you know, like, I've learned working with people that there's an adjustment period that people have around me, which is their prerogative. Like, that's always been my attitude. Like, I'm like, really, like, don't give a fuck. Like, you need to come up to my level. But I started thinking about it because it's like, when I started, you know, working in my current position, like, they really were like, oh my God, who is this dude just walking up in here being somebody's freaking, I don't know, like, busybody. But when I transitioned, I moved departments. So my old manager, he was like, yeah, this is called Devon adjustment disorder. Like, you're a great worker, like, whatever it is, but, like, people, they have to adjust to your vibration. You have to adjust to your personality. And is it always really necessary for people to do that? And my attitude used to be that I don't give a fuck. I am me. You have to deal with it. But there's also a time and a place when you just prefer to listen. So as a talkative person, I have to be mindful of that sometimes there's a time to talk and there's a time to listen. Even though for me, there's mostly only talking and I don't give a fuck. Like, what are you saying? I don't hear you. A is an A and B conversation and you are not a part of the C. But this may be a time, you know, got me to the realization that this might be a time in which people want to listen instead of talk or reciprocate a conversation or actively participate in one. And right now, you know, parties, car, joyrides and all that kind of stuff that you were doing, you know, you may have had an interest in that at one point. But now you're just being a homebody. And you way prefer to stay at home and watch a good TV show or movie rather than risk going out. And you know that your type of personality is not for everyone. So, like myself, I know that, like, being extroverted and, like, very talkative and high energy and long-winded and all this kind of stuff, like, that is not everyone's personality. So that's why you want to find a way to get people to accept you for who you are at any given moment. Not just when your energy is high. Because people think, you know, like, that is, people think that, like, I have something wrong with me, or, like, you know, I take or I'm hiding something or whatever it is, but it's just like my energy is different. And people accept me when my energy is high. And because my energy is high so much, people also tend to accept me when my energy is also low. So, but they also expect me to have high energy all the time. So it's kind of, it's a song and a dance because there's not always a balance, and it's all about finding balance. And when, you know, I said that I would help you get your energy levels up, I did not mean literally like give you drugs, like make you a crackhead and like, yeah, like, rah! But no, in 2010, in Obama's National Institute of Health, the U.S. government published a summary of 66 real clinical trials that used what they called a significant number of patients. Doctors all over the country found that doing stuff like healing touch and Reiki and all that kind of stuff, that actually showed strong evidence that we can help our bodies heal without medical intervention. Well, this is, well, they're making it a part of medical intervention. They're incorporating this as a part of medical intervention because people's bodies are healing without pills and surgeries and stuff like that. So when doctors focus on information and how that information moves throughout the body via bioelectricity, not just the chemicals, like we take pills and information is transferred from chemically through the pill. So there's a chemical reaction. Like when you swallow a pill, the acid in your stomach breaks the pill down, and then your body goes through a series of chemical reactions. And then hopefully at some point during the 24 hours that your body is digesting this thing, the actual effect is made. So your body breaks it down and basically you burn off most of the chemicals in the pill, just trying to metabolize it. But when doctors started focusing on how information is transferred through the bioelectricity, not just through the chemicals, they found that people with dementia and all kinds of memory loss and all kinds of things related to dementia, they analyzed all kind of alternative therapies and alternative medicines, and they found that a lot of people were less confused in double-blind studies. And that's what I mean about getting your energy up. You have to be mindful of the energy throughout all living beings, not just your brain waves, not just the waves that you can feel at the top of your body. You have energy all through your body. And even though doctors found that patients were more awake and more aware, it wasn't always about fixing them. It was more about making sure that they had the proper rituals that facilitated self-care. So the first thing you need to do is connect with nature. Like, we're just going to just jump in. You need to go on a hike. You need to go hug a tree. You need to go stand on a mountain because that's where the beings are. And that's where you connect with your spirit the easiest and the clearest and the most, like, the least barriers. But when you do that, you need to go out and then you need to make it a personal affair. You need to do something like, well, how would I say it? Cast your constructive intentions into your future successes. You need to imagine yourself while you're standing on the ground without shoes on. You can wear socks, but just not have rubber soles because, you know, electricity doesn't flow through rubber because that's like the insulator. So you need to use a conductor, or you're just your body. That's a conductor too. But you can just, like, you know, just cast a spell on yourself real quick. You know, if you're not into casting spells, the easiest way to cast a spell is on yourself. And that's the least... No harm, no foul. It's fine. You can change your thoughts, but magic is imagination. So you have powers within your mind, and they're amplified by literally proximity to the fucking dirt. So there's no denying, with a large body of scientific, religious, and anecdotal evidence, a mind-body connection exists. How you feel in your body has a direct effect on how you think, and vice versa. For instance, we've talked about acupuncture on this show before. I did an episode a while ago about acupuncture, but the NIH says, the National Institute of Health says, that it may ease physical pain. That is, quote, often chronic, such as lower back pain, neck pain, and knee pain, end quote. If you have something like a tension headache or back aches or whatever it is, getting little needles jammed in your nervous system may actually be better at easing pain than a lot of these medications. In addition, nature and rituals, they are all related to acupuncture and like your nervous system and all that kind of stuff. But also, I think what kind of glues it all together is that you need to be meditating. And I have to take breaks from meditating because I'll just automatically put myself in a trance. Like I'll be at my desk and be like, let me just feel the feelings of my waves. And when I start doing that, I start floating away. And I'll be like, oh my God, no. And then I'd be like, no, I'm at work, wake up. But then, cause it's like, you are just like, I have to take breaks. Cause it's like, you start preferring the meditative state. Cause it almost feels too good. And that's because, you know, you're the most aware when you are right on the edge of being asleep and being awake. So that's why I have to take breaks. Cause it's like, and that's what you have to master. And that's pretty much why I use binaural beats, because I don't have time to master this. I need to get there. I can't be falling asleep every damn time to master it. It takes you like 30 years. Some people, it takes them 30 years to learn how to meditate for real and like get to the place. But you can use binaural beats. You can force your brain to create coherence with sound. And if you look up on YouTube, binaural beats, it literally works. Get the ones that are just literal, just pure tones. Don't do the music ones with the water and all the whooshing and the shush and all that shit. Don't do those because those aren't going to force your brain to coherence. There's literal ones where you just say pure gamma tones. And it's like, in one ear, it's like beep. In the other ear, it's like beep. And when you put headphones on, and you listen to those two tones in either ear, different tones in both ear, your brain's, it kind of gets weird at first because your brain is trying to create coherence, but your brain waves, because your brain waves are sounds. Technically, they're sounds. So your brain waves try to match those sounds and it can't. So it finds the middle ground. And the middle ground is the wave that you want. That's the gamma wave or whatever it is. They create a gamma wave with two different tones. And then gamma waves are associated with like us being awake or whatever it is. So like you can put yourself in a meditative state and still be awake. And it's like a part of your mind opens up and you cannot move it back and forth. It's like your mind opens up and you can move it back and forth. Kind of like, you know, like the Matrix, like how they would like take Neo. I just watched The Matrix, all three of them again for like 1,000th time. I love a dystopian future, but like I love that like they stick this thing in Neo's neck or Morpheus, whoever, and he can like come in and out of the Matrix. It's like so cool. But that's kind of what meditating is. It kind of feels too good. It's almost like you're moving in and out of some sort of space. And doctors, they have said that such practices are safe. So there are no serious adverse events on record that prevent people from connecting the mind and the body. So meditate away. Just do it in a safe space, in a quiet, comfortable space. And I think you'll be good. So, however, you know, Center of the Sun is going to make some gear changes, because I do feel like generally, you need to have some sort of training or some sort of background in order to help guide people through this. So as Center of the Sun progresses into 2021, I want to incorporate more credible sources. And I think, you know, this is because connecting with your body for the first time is a really good, you know, is a really good idea, but it's actually like super, super scary to do. Another reason why I have to like take breaks from meditation, because it's like, whoa, like nobody told me that like when I go into meditation, like I'm going to places, like, oh my God. So like, and I don't know if those are places inside of my mind. I don't know if I'm going to actual Mars. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't want to know. I just want to feel calm, you know? So it's like having somebody there to help guide you through the feelings, kind of like a shaman, is always the best bet. So you can go as far as getting a complimentary doctor. You can get like a shaman. You can get a doctor. You can go pay somebody to be your shaman or whatever, and they can heal you. And there are ways. I heard one of my coworkers, she has a boyfriend. I mean, I talk to all kinds of people. I'm just so super bubbly and whatever it is. And like, I make friends with people at work, or whatever. And they'll be like, oh my God, like, I just got a new boyfriend. I'm like, oh my God, tell me about him. Like, what? And she's like, oh my God, he doesn't eat fruits or vegetables or nothing, girl. He don't drink water, nothing. I'm like, wait, you're a whole vegetarian, like a warrior for the planet. Like, and you found a man that doesn't even eat fruits or vegetables. Like, how did you even find this person? And sometimes people just want, you know, their yammies clapped. But she basically took him to her complimentary doctor. And I was kind of shocked because I was like, first of all, I didn't even know people like really practice like that, to be having like referrals and shit and really be like helping people. And really works because it actually worked for him. But
tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He was having like super serious like abdominal pain or something, like crazy, crazy symptoms, and he doesn't take care of his diet or anything. So she's like, well, go to the medicine man, go to the complimentary doctor. Because the real doctors are just saying your blood pressure is fine, your chemistries are fine, go home. But you're in extreme pain. You need to go see somebody, maybe get a different perspective, a different second opinion. It's fine. To get a second opinion, it's fine. It's totally fine. So within the realm of reason. But he tweaked her boyfriend's diet, gave him a few herbs and supplements, and apparently it worked. And the best thing about it was that, not that it worked, but that he charged a flat fee. Because I was like, wait, insurance will never cover that. Like, what do you mean go to a complimentary doctor? This is crazy. But she was like, no, he just charges like $125 flat fee. Bam, everybody, flat fee, done. And I was like, oh, well, that defeats the purpose of me having insurance. If I'm paying a flat fee for something, like I paid $20 on purpose, so I don't have to pay flat fees. But the reason why I'm telling you this is because the NIH says that when you are looking for a trained professional to assist you with complementary medicine, like energy healing or bio tuning or field tuning or whatever it is, you should always check their credentials. They don't have to be a medical doctor, because that is a form of science. That is a methodology of science. So obviously you're going to another methodology of science, so you don't have to like have all the same licenses, but you should at least make sure that people have the correct backgrounds and have the correct trainings. And you should, and the NIH says you should find out as much as you can about the practice, because it can vary from practice to practice tremendously, how they treat and diagnose and all of that. Just like a medical doctor, it varies tremendously from person to person. So it's like any other doctor. I don't know. You just have to find the right fit. And if the first one, you don't like the first one, get a second opinion, get a third opinion. And always make sure that you're willing to work with the, always make sure that those people, the complimentary people, are willing to work with your care team. And your care team is willing to work with your complimentary people. As, you know, as difficult as it can be, these are professionals. So you want safe and coordinated care. And these people need to communicate with one another. It is, you paying these people too much to not want to talk to another. Y'all ain't that damn smart. You need to talk. So, the NIH also said, choose a practitioner who understands, and this is a quote, how to work with people with your specific needs, even in general, even if general well-being is your goal, end quote. Oh, no, that wasn't an end quote. Sorry. It's just the second line. Then it says, it goes on to say, then make sure you go back and tell your doctors that you are engaging in integrative medicine. So this is the safe way of engaging in integrative medicine, but and that is what it's called, too. So that's what they call it, integrative medicine, energy healing, Tai Chi, all that shit is integrative medicine. And integrative medicine, they use it to treat cancer. They use it to treat all hosts of things. I know they incorporate it at the energy, at the health system I work at. And lastly, the best way to beef up your biofield is movement. So the NIH says Tai Chi is a centuries-old mind and body practice, and it involves certain postures and gentle movements that are associated with mental focus, breathing, and relaxation. There were several other things that improved, like balance and stability. Some people with Parkinson's disease also improved. So, of course, the main application of all of this biofield research is mainly for pain reduction, because it incorporates our nervous system, and that's what causes pain, is inflammation of your nervous system and your body trying to tell you that something is very wrong. So Tai Chi, you know, that is a perfect example of an alternative for people who cannot take the synthetic stuff like Vicodins and Oxys and stuff like that. And speaking of OxyContin, let's go off on a tangent real quick, because the New York Times just reported, and I knew this was going to happen, and I knew this was going to be some bullshit, but the New York Times reported that Purdue Pharmaceuticals, the people that made OxyContin, have pled guilty to criminal charges for murder, but for whatever the fuck they did, for hurting real humans. They pled guilty and have agreed to pay $8 billion. Now, on the surface, I just breathed into the microphone. Hopefully you could hear that, because that was the sassiest breath I've ever had. $8 billion to Purdue Pharmaceuticals is a fraction of what they're worth. In addition to them pleading guilty, they are also declaring bankruptcy. So what do you think is going to happen? So Purdue and the United States government have decided that these people that have died, they're worth $8 billion. So let me tell you about the history. The history of OxyContin is very short. Basically, all these people they invented, it came from morphine. So morphine is like a very powerful drug that you use to like die and not be in pain. So they basically, but it's hard to reverse morphine. So like once they give it to you, it's like you're like sleep. And so they, in the 90s, they created synthetic versions of heroin and stuff like that. Like they used to use it back in the day. They made synthetic versions of it called morphine, and then fast forward to closer to now, they made pills, Vicodin, Oxy, and they made it in a pill form, and they went around and they said, and this is documented very well, all over TV and shit like that, they said, and I quote, but not really, I do quote this, but they said it wasn't addicting. They literally said, because they mixed it with Tylenol or whatever the hell they did to it, that it was impossible to be addicted. So they gave everybody fucking all this addictive medication and told them that it's not addictive. And now we have an epidemic and then all these people died and their lives are only worth $8 billion and nobody's going to jail. 2020 is crap. And I understand why you feel like crap, because it's shit like this that is just, it creates a cognitive dissonance that not near binaural beat can fix. But you can fix it. Nature, meditation, movement, all of those things are what Purdue Pharmaceuticals. And yeah, it's a travesty. I am beside myself. I think Rachel Maddow, she reported on this, because this has been in the works for a while, but she reported on this a while ago, and she basically said that they're worth like $30 billion or something, and basically they structured this settlement so that everybody can still leave with like several hundreds of millions of dollars, all their owners, because this is a family company, so they're going to leave with like $10 billion still. They had like $20 billion, and they're only giving up $8 billion. And they're still going to have like $20 billion. Like, they're still going to have their name. They're still going to have their freedom. They just had to give up like a little bit of their money. They cashed out. They lied. They had people walking around selling this shit, saying that it wasn't addicting on purpose. And then they said, we never said that. We never. And then they had McKesson. They made it. And then they had these other companies like sending this shit to fucking pharmacies by the thousands of pills, and people were a scam. I mean, it's this whole criminal thing, and people are like dead and shit, and like people in my family are dead, and it's just like, are you effing serious? $8 billion. All I gotta say is God don't like ugly. That's all I gotta say. And take your ass outside and get some sun, because especially if you're dark skinned, you need the vitamin D. You need everything that you can get, because, girl, 2020 is not letting up. What if Trump wins? What are you going to do? Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. But it's okay. It's all right. And white God's not going to save you, so you're going to have to fucking figure some shit out. And it all comes from within, though. And that's, I guess, I mean, that's what people, I mean, I was taught that, you know, we're going to get saved by a white man, which is, you know, it's ideal, but I'm like, it's not gonna happen, so why are we even like wishing on it? Like, it's not gonna work, not a good idea, not plausible. So let's look within. There's not a man up there. I mean, if there is, I mean, well, then we're gonna have to have a conversation when I get there. But from the anecdotal evidence that I have right now, it comes from the singularity. There is a singularity inside of your body. So did I talk about this last week? I can't remember, but the American Heart Association, I went to a conference. I remember telling this story, but I can't remember because I keep taking hiatus because I'm lazy. No, I'm not lazy. I'm a sensitive man, but I need my rest. But the first cell that forms in the human body is the heart cell, and it has this weird ability to contract by itself. So the first cell in your body is created from nothing, or it is not from nothing. It's created from, you know, the embryo is created, and then something jump starts it, but there's electricity, inherent electricity in every cell. But the heart cells, I forget what they're called, myelin or myelomas, or not myeloma, I forget what it's called, myelin cells or whatever they're called, they contract by themselves. They contract by themselves, and the American Heart Association has been trying to figure out how to regrow these cells or culture these cells, and they only occur naturally from the moment of birth. We cannot replicate them, and that is where you come from. And then there's like you go smaller and smaller and smaller, and then there's like a singularity. But like when the sperm met the egg, it was like created something new. So you're that new thing, and the power, you got your electricity from your parents, and then that electricity created you, and then you're creating more electricity, and it's not electricity, it's bioelectricity. Because electricity is different than bioelectricity, but bioelectricity falls outside of our tools to measure. That's the fucked up shit. We can only measure the result of how we change something, but we can never measure bioelectricity because it falls outside of our reality, but we have all the power. So anyway, hopefully your energy, you know, comes up. Let me know. Did it work? Did hugging a tree work? Did going into sun work? Did meditating work? Did the National Institute is the National Institute of Health on the right track? Let me know. Email me host@centersun21.com. And that's the number 21 because it has to rhyme. But email me host@centersun21.com. Let me know how you're doing. I would love to connect with you. And I hope you have a great day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.